Last time we began discussing the sugya of Geiris Hashem Davar, the Gemara in Yevamos Kaf Dalet of Abayz, and the related question of Nitan, of the Isser for someone to marry a person with whom he was suspected of having a relationship during a time that she was Asura to him. Let's talk now a little bit about Nitan, and then we'll come back again to the question of Hashem Davar. In Ibn Ezer, the Mechaber writes, Simen Yin Aleph Sif Hei. Ibn Ezer, Simen Yin Aleph Sif Hei. Hanitan Mishivcha V'Goya, V'Nisgayer V'Nishtachara, Lo Yichnos, V'Imkanos Lo Yotzi. So that din of this Mishnah, in the case of Nitan, there's an issue to marry the person, but if they end up marrying, Lo Yotzi. But what is the reason for this issue of Nitan? We noted last time the Gemara just quotes a Pasuk, What exactly is the Isser of Nitan based on? What is the Lazus Vasayim? I'm sorry? It's what?
Mishlei.
I'm sorry, Mishlei, sorry. Correct. What is Mishlei Dalet? Sorry.
Is it going the other way?
I'm sorry?
He converted?
If he converted, no. So Nitan is for the right. So what is the Lazus Vasayim that we are concerned about here? Says Rashi, the Amar Vasi, Taima de Masnisid Mishum Dechsev Haser Memcha Ikshespeh Velazus Vasayim. Harcheik mimeka, the asu laachzuke lekalakama, that people are going to give credence to the kol. Nitan means that there's a kol. People are talking about the fact, they're tumulting, they're gossiping that there's a relationship, and if she ends up converting and marrying him, then people are going to say, ah, the gossiping was correct. There really was a relationship. Okay. The Rashba, both in the Chidushim here and in Shuvas Chelek Aleph Simen Aleph Resh Hey, Chelek Aleph Simen 1205, has the following. See, right, according to Rashi, if the concern is just that you're going to be maxed to Kalakama, it should follow that if it wasn't just a kol, but everyone knows for a fact that they had a relationship, then there shouldn't be any issur of nitan. If nitan is only because of the lazus v'sayim that people are going to say, ah, the first kol was right, then if it's not a matter of a kol, but everyone knows that he was ba'al le'habavados, then there shouldn't be any issur. The Rashba thinks that's incorrect lahalacha. The Rashba writes, reading here from the Chidushim in Arsiga Kaf Dalet, that no, Alpha Pishabala Vadai im Kanas Lo Yotzi, Ella Mishim Lasa Sasayim, what's the Lasa Sasayim? Shelo Yomru, Shizula Niskaira, Ella Shems Nus, Vizela Kanas, Ella Shems Nus Kamar. The Lasa Sasayim is not that you're going to be mapped like the first call. But people are going to say that the only reason she was misguided was the shem's nos, that there is a deficiency in the geirus. So even if you know for a fact that they had this relationship, there's still an issur of nitan because people are going to say that the geirus was insincere and somehow lacking. The Rashba in Tshuva is a little bit more forceful in the formulation. Again, Chelek Aleph Simen Aleph Resh Hei. He writes, "Lechachilo lo yichnos." It's true that bidi avin am kanes lo yotzi, but lechachilo yichnos the lazus v'sayimika umuchur hadavar. It's disgusting. Gam ki chashash yesh bezu shelo nisgayu l'shem shamayim ela kadesh etinasei lezeh v'asas chaton yesh beinayim. That is going to engender a chashash that her gavus was insincere. It was motivated by other factors, and there's some plot. And they're just plotting to be able to live together with the shtempel, but the geirus is somehow lacking. And then the Rashi goes on to put in the context, because the shaila he was asked specifically was about a happily married couple with a child, and then the husband acquires a shivcha kananis, and he has a relationship with the shivcha kananis, and she becomes pregnant from him without kiddushin, and then she's miskayeres before she gives birth to the child. So this guy did wrong by having a relationship with the shivcha, and now he goes and converts her, and this is a slap in the face to his first wife. So the question was, does the kal have to be mocha biyado and force him to be megaresh the shivcha? Or can they stay married together? So the Rashba first says, in strict halachic terms, this is a violation of nitan, and the reason for the issue of nitan is we don't want people to tumult that the only reason the person converted was for this relationship, and there's something lacking in the geirus. And then he says, kol shekein, in this case, where this guy was ostensibly happily married, or should have been happily married to his wife, and then he brings in another woman to the picture, so why should we encourage that kind of a family situation? And this is just going to lead to banim sarin amorin. That's why there's a smichas parshas between ben sar mora and yifas tovar. Ahuva vasnua. Chas v'shalom lo paretz shum adam kayose v'zeh ben osem. We never tolerate such a thing. Afilu kal shevakalim l'sole l'biad ramah im ha'shifcha v'legaira v'lisa. That even a kal shevakalim would never do such a thing. And anyway, we have a chayim ben a gershim against marrying two wives. And a couple times the Rashba writes that he knew of people who married two wives, it didn't end up well. So that's the context of this tshuva. But the point is, as he writes here in Chidushim, that the concern of Nitan, the last of Sasayim, isn't just that people are going to be maxed with the first call, but even where it was more than a call, even if we know for sure that the relationship existed, there's still a lazus vasayim that she's misgayeres shalo l'shem shamayim.
And the concern still is the people who speak about it. It's not that we're concerned that it's going to be not a good gayus.
Right. The formulation is lazus. I mean, the Gemara quotes the pasuk lazus vasayim. So that we can't avoid. So the formulation is lazus vasayim. People are going to tumult about it. People are going to talk about it. It doesn't look right. Meaning, even if we know objectively that it's totally l'shem shamayim, it would still be us because of the lazus vasayim. You know, lazus vasayim is something that can't be controlled by objective data. So even if we know for a fact, we could ascertain for a fact that it was totally l'shem shamayim, it would still be an iser nitan. So what seems to emerge from the Rashba's presentation and the fact that he argues on Rashi is what some Achronim say, I believe Shlomo Kluger has this and others, that the simple nafkamina between Rashi and the Rashba is a case where it's more than just a cult. As if we know for a fact, as the Rashba himself basically says, that according to Rashi it should come out, that if we know for a fact that this relationship existed, it's not just in the realm of kol, but it's in the realm of hard verified data. In our parlance, they're civilly married, they're living together as husband and wife.
Oh, now.
Well, that's how we would say it in our terms. But whatever, or, you know, they're living together as husband and wife publicly.
So that shows that they were doing it before. Is that, I don't
correct.
Understand.
Because even in a case where the relationship is well known, and it's not that we're going to be maxic a call that they had a relationship, but we know there was a relationship.
Yeah, because they converted and now they're married.
And they were married before, or they were living together before in public. So it would follow, according to that according to Rashi, in that case, there'd be no chashash that people are going to say that the first kol is correct because it's more than a kol. Everybody knows it. Whereas according to the Rashba, it's not a function of kol. It's a function of people being motzi las, so to speak, that the geiris was motivated for other reasons, not l'shem shemayim. That would still be true across the board.
Why does it matter whether or not it's true?
I'm sorry?
Why does it matter whether or not it's true when they're saying what they don't know is true versus what everyone knows is true?
Because Rashi said the concern is that you're going to be misames the kol. Misames the kol. You're going to verify. People are going to be mosi las that oh those rumors are correct. So if they're more than rumors, if it's everyone knows that they're living together, so that's not a concern.
If you know for a fact, or they know for a fact.
If everyone knows for a fact.
What's the difference?
Who are you?
Whether you know for a fact.
Who are you?
You're the person who's converting that.
You mean the Bezdin? It's not a function of the Bezdin, it's a function of what are people on the street going to say. I'm sorry?
Why is it whether or not they don't know it and they're saying it as a rumor versus they know it and they're saying it?
Because that's what Lazarus Messiah is, so we don't want to that's the pasuk they were quoting initially. That we should you should be above the realm of suspicion. You shouldn't do something that's going to engender gossiping about you. So if it's a situation where people are gonna gossip, oh the rumors were true, so then that's a concern. If no one's going to gossip about you because everything was already known, then there is no loss of society. I'm sorry?
One's not better than the other. But
what do you mean?
One's lost in power and one's a shame.
It's a different concern. Let's say in the case of everyone's, they're civilly married, so there are no secrets. So then what are people going to know it's those laws? It's a known fact.
Okay, so I'm a little bit confused about how we know for certain what's going on here. But after I get that clarified, is this the machlokes on the according to Rashi, there's a cold camera, and if she's megayer, then we're concerned that it's going to confirm the suspicion of the cold camera.
Right.
According to the Rashba, even if there is no cold, there is no suspicion about the previous relationship before the gayers, because
right. We
know now that they're certainly together.
Now, we knew then. Is that,
we knew then.
Right.
So there is
it's
no
not suspicion, because everyone knows. It's out of the open.
No.
The relationship is out of the open.
The Lazarus is going to be on the gayers, not
correct.
On the... Yeah.
Correct. Correct. Okay, now there's the truth in the Sri Deish. Chelik Bey, Simon Ayin Hay in the old edition, Simon Ayin Hay in the new edition, Kuf Hay in the old edition. The Sri Deish, there's no correspondence at all between how they printed the Siman of the new edition to the old edition. Like the Chelkas Yaakov, no correspondence whatsoever between the new edition and the old edition. So the Sri Deish, Ayin Hay in the new edition, Kuf Hay in the old edition, Os Gimel, so he quotes this approach that he attributes to unnamed Achronim, but again, I think Shlomo Kluger has it, that nafkamina between Rashi and the Rashba is this case where, let's say, they're civilly married beforehand, where there's no concern that you're going to be misames original kol, because it wasn't just a kol, everyone knew it as fact. And therefore, if everyone knows that they had a relationship beforehand, there's no iser nitan. So the Sri Deish thinks that's incorrect. As he says, that even according to Rashi, it's possible... Even according to Rashi, it's possible there's no machlokas in din. Meaning that Rashi could agree that even in a case where there's no kol, where the original relationship was out in the open, there would still be an iser nitan. And the only reason that Rashi formulates a laz concern in terms of being maxed at the first kol, as opposed to a laz on the geiris itself, is because of a shifcha related concern. Our Mishnah talks equally about Nitan al Shifcha and Nitan al Ha'akum. So Rashi holds when it comes to Shifcha that you can be Magayir Shifcha Afilu Baal Karcha. You don't need the Shifcha's consent to be Magayir. So when it comes to Shifcha, you wouldn't be talking about a Laz that people are going to be casting aspersions on the Geiris to say that she didn't convert sincerely, because when it comes to a shifcha, she doesn't need to convert sincerely. That when it comes to gayrus of a shifcha, even if she has no interest in going through with it, you can still be megayer her bal garcha. So in Hilchos Geiros, indeed Rashi could agree that there's a concern about laws on the geiros just as well, not only laws on the relationship, on the to be maxed of the kol. The only reason Rashi is refarshing more differently than the Rosh was because of a local shifka concern and nothing to do with geiros. So Sridesh suggests that maybe there's no machlokis in din, maybe even Rashi would agree lahalacha that in a case where they're already known to be in a relationship, where they're already civilly married, there are no secrets, everything out in the open, there still would be an iser nitan. Okay? Ramosha has a little bit of a different approach to the issue of nitan, which could result in leniencies lahalacha. Ramosha, Chelek Aleph, Evan Ezer, Simon Kaf Zayin. Chelek Aleph, Simon Kaf Zayin. Suggest for the sake of memory devices, yesterday we quoted the Achi Ezer Chelek Gimel Simon Kavav Kasayin Kuches. We quoted the Varvav Chelek Gimel Simon Kavav. And related topic, Ramosha also is a Simon Kavzayin in Evan Ezer Chelek Aleph. So the main Nitan and Gevus Hashem Davar Chuvas appear in some of the classic Chuvas Farim between Simon Kavav and Kavches. But be that as it may.
Wait to Motzi Shabbos, he'll explain to us Kabbalistically why it
yes.
all that way.
Okay. So Ramosha writes as follows. So first he writes, that, as we said, according to Rashi, it should come out that where a couple is civilly married, where they're engaged in a public relationship, that there's no concern of lasus fasayim, therefore no iser nitan. That's how he started. But then he says, maybe that's true even according to the Rashba and the Ritva. But even the Rashba and the Ritva who say that the concern of lasus fasayim is people are going to be ma'ar on the geirus and say the geirus was for ulterior motives, and at first glance that should apply across the board even if we knew about the relationship beforehand, because it's still reflecting poorly on the geirus itself. So Ramosha writes as follows. Why would you have such a chashash? Why would you be concerned that she's been megaya for insincere motives and they're going to continue essentially living together l'shem znus? If that was her motivation, then she didn't have to convert to begin with. She was living, it was publicly known that they're living together. So if she wasn't interested in being megayer halachically, and she was just interested in living l'shem znus, so what does she need to go through the geiros anyway? They could have just stayed in that znus relationship. Ella what? We're concerned that she's going to be megayer for ulterior motivations, and that's the laws? Well, even if she was megayer for ulterior motivations, at the end of the day, the geiros is chal. We pass on like a chum in the Reb Nechemya, that be the eva kulam geirim him. So you're going to tell me there's an iser nitan, you're not allowed to marry someone with whom you had a prior relationship because we're concerned that people are going to claim that her geiros was insincere. But even if it wasn't sincere, the geiros is still good anyway, at least b'di'evet. So there's going to be an iser nitan to save you from people being ma'ar on something which would be kosher b'di'evet anyway? So Moshe thinks that's a little bit too far removed to really be a concern. Why would you create an iser derabbanan of nitan because people are going to tumult, people are going to be mostly laz, that the geiros was insincere? So Susanna wasn't insincere, it was still a good geiros anyway. So there's an iser derabbanan nitan to prevent you from saying something that even if it's true would still be good for the evidence anyway. So Moshe finds that difficult to believe, that should really be the concern of these Rishonim. Ela what, Moshe writes, Ela tzarech lefarish bekavanasam shebedavka kosvu sheyomru shezu lo niskaira el l'shem znus. So it's not that they're saying the geirus was l'shem davar for ulterior motivations per se. It's specifically, and this is Lashon HaRashba, that lo niskaira el l'shem znus. Meaning what? V'zeh lazus v'sayim shapir afim tiyaki yoreth b'di'evet. That it's not that the laz is that she was converting for ulterior motivations, because if it's just ulterior motivations, then that would be a kasher geiris b'di'evet anyway. The laz is that she's been megayir in order to be involved in znus. V'gam efshar she'im b'shvil znus eina giyores d'nimsa she'lo kibla l'kol ha'Torah. And if that's true, that she's megayir l'shem znus, she wants to continue in the relationship of znus, so that's geiris chutz midavar echad. That's the Gemara B'chor Islam that we'll get to, that Kabbalah Samisus has to be total absolute. If you decide to be megayir accepting 612 mitzvos and leaving one out, or even something to do case over him, so that's not a good geiris. So the concern is that people are going to be arer that she's megayir in order to continue relationship with Shem's nus, and that's chutz midavar echad, because she's not accepting upon herself the iser's nus.
Alright, sounds a little bit theoretical. I mean, they're going to be megayir just to be Jewish and to continue the relationship without getting married.
Right. So then Ramosha says Ramosha acknowledges, right?
That's chutz midavar echad.
Right, that's what he says, but he says that's also difficult to understand, that's really the concern, that this is a chutz midavar echad consideration, that she's accepting everything except for his nus, and she dafka wants to remain with him in his nus relationship, not a relationship of kedushin. Right.
He couldn't become Jewish in order to get in all the legal problems of being a Jewish woman out of marriage with a
yeah. Right. So then Ramosha says that's Tandachuk, and he leaves with the Tzarech Ian what the real Shah in the Rashba is. Because he doesn't understand, at the end of the day, what is really this concern about Lazus Fasayim, that she wasn't Megayir sincerely. If it's that she wasn't Megayir sincerely, but B'di'evet, the Geirus is a good Geirus, so that doesn't seem to rise to the threshold that would justify Nisr Nitta. And if it's this creative suggestion that she's documenting Megayir Shem's Nus to continue in a Nus relationship, even though now she's halakhically Jewish and could do Chub of the Kiddush and Kedin, so that's a little difficult in Tzarech also. So Ramosha leaves that with the Tzarech Ian. What is the real Kavana of the Rashba?
Any of the Rishonim explicitly say why it's not good for the other?
I'm sorry?
Any of the Rishonim say explicitly why it's not good for the other? Why it is good for the other?
Well, that's what we discussed yesterday, the Rishonim, Agav and Sayu, Gamer V'Kibo. Are you talking about Nitha, or are you talking about the Shem Dover? Nitha's good for the other. Why in Kanos L'Yotzi? Why do you not have to get divorced if you got married?
Yeah.
So there are a lot of isure, meaning it's a zayir derabanan. So zayir derabanan wasn't formulated in such a way that you have to be motzi. So lechachila, like ever vakum of Bas Yisrael, the vlad is also lekohen. But most of Rishonim understand that in kanos layotzi. I'm sorry.
There has to be some reason.
There has to be a reason. So that was a formulation. The Nitin is a Nisr Darabon. It was only because of Allah. So it was formulated in such a way that it's only Nisr, not the Mary Lechachila, but we don't make you. There are a lot of cases on Kanus Layosi. So that's how the.
What's the reason? They did it that way.
The reason. So it was Allah. That's how the Xer was formulated, that there's an Nisr Darabon of Nitin, but only up to a point.
Why is that the Halacha? The Rabon goes there, the Halacha.
Right.
That way. Mm-hmm. Why did they do that?
So they didn't see the need to akadei kach, that you have to be motzi. So but then Ramosha assumes lamaisa. He assumes lamaisa that in a case like the Pashup Shana Rashi, now the Sri Deish, that in a case where a couple is civilly married beforehand, and it was before some that they were living together anyway, then there's no Isser Nitan at all. If he finds the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ramban difficult to understand, so absent a better explanation for the Rashba, he defaults to Rashi and assumes that Lemaisa, if the couple was in a relationship that was before some, then there's no Isser Nitan. And that, I'm sorry?
Does this play out at all? I mean, how
this play out all the time. This plays out, sorry, all the time.
I mean, is this useful for us? And how is this useful?
because it is not at all infrequent. In fact, it is quite frequent that someone comes and expresses an interest in Geirus where they're involved in a relationship with a Jew. So let's say we get through the threshold of L'shem Davar and we're Megayer them, but can they marry this person that they had an interest in to begin with? That would be the answer, Nitta. So most, we'll discuss a little bit more now, but most Achronim assume, push comes to shove, in this kind of a situation where they were involved in a relationship beforehand that was Meforsam, maybe even if it wasn't Meforsam, we'll get there, but definitely if it was Meforsam, so now we're Mekel on the Shiloh of Nitta and we'll allow them to marry. Rav Kook has a tshuva in which he's Machmir across the board, Das Kohen, Rav Meir Arik has a tshuva in the Rav Meir Yosher, but it seems like the consensus of Achronim that deal with this issue in the last 150 years is Lekula, or 100 years. But what this also touches on, yeah, Benji.
I was just going to hope that Rav Vosner, last year when we were in the Midah, we talked about a Shiloh with Dam Chimud.
Right.
This regard
when
people were
right.
Looking
in
the body ahead of
Shiloh
about it.
Rather, Vosner, yeah.
How were we
kind of
reconciled that
Shiloh
and
Rav Vosner? Because in the
sense that they're living married,
but
there's
nus, and that we're wanting the Gaila. So the Kosher for. Right, so Rav Vosner seems to be Machmer then. The general consensus is that we're Mekel, that there's no Dam Chimud where they were involved in a relationship beforehand because they already have the relationship, and the fact that there is a new halachic status of Gerish and Iskayer doesn't affect Dam Chimud. That's what most of them. Rav Vosner, if I recall correctly, was Machmer then.
We have, I mean, as long as we have this concept of the Kol Kama, I mean.
We have more than that. We have people are living together publicly. Oh, you mean only a cult? Yeah, sure. You have cases. I'm sorry?
Okay.
Yeah, you have. I could tell you about some cases going on now, but I can't tell you. But there are cases where there are. I mean, the Beis Din may be told about the existence of a relationship, but it's not all public, and maybe some people are tumulting or gossiping, but it's not something that's publicly known.
It pretty much would be if they're not married before, right?
I'm sorry?
It pretty much be if they're not married before, wouldn't it?
Not only.
That's the main way to make it public.
I'm sorry?
That would be the main way to make it public.
The main way to make it public would be to get married, civilly.
Yeah.
Right. But nowadays there are plenty of people who live together in the public way who aren't simply married. Okay, but the question that we need to address, putting this all together now, is in as much as a Geirus Hashem Davar is lechachila not acceptable, that you're not supposed to be a guy or someone with ulterior motivations, even though b'di'evet kulam geirim heim. So how do you parse a situation where someone comes with an initial impetus that is l'shem ishus? Someone comes because they're involved in a relationship of some sort or have an interest in marrying a Jew, but there's kavanah l'shem shemayim also. We're able to ascertain that the person is sincerely motivated, perhaps independent of that relationship. I mean, the initial impetus may be the relationship, but you have a comfort level that the person is going to be fully observant, and that observance would transcend the relationship. So is that really called Geirus Hashem Davar in the classic sense? And could you be Megayer someone under those circumstances? The Beis Yosef, in the end of Simin Reish Samech Ches, is Mitzayin. Sign the Gemara Menachos.
Which is the Dira Maskel?
The Dira Maskel, the Beis Yosef, is the Da. At least there.
Yeah.
Okay? So he calls the Gemara Menachos, Mandali and Manalef, that someone came, Asal Kami de Rabbi, the Amra Gairani Amanash Chenase Le Oso Tamit. So So a woman came that she wants to be a Megayer on condition that she's allowed to marry a certain Talmid Chacham. So ostensibly, that sounds like a classic case of Gevurah Shem Davar, that he wants to get married in order to marry someone specific, Gevurah Shem Ishus. And yet, Rebbe worked with her. Says the Beis Yosef, Nikan Yishlomo da kolifi ros eni bezdin. That ultimately, Bezdin has to make a determination as to how to evaluate the motivation. Meaning to say that even where something is ostensibly l'shem davar, Bezdin has certain latitude to make a determination that the gerus is nevertheless sufficiently properly motivated. Right, so that sounds like you could have a case, even where the initial impetus is l'shem davar, that the Bezdin could make an honest evaluation that is not, that's not called l'shem davar, that there are other factors, and there's enough of a l'shem shamayim component that the gerus is considered to be sincere. So going back to the Tshuva of Chaim Moser that we quoted yesterday, Achiezer Chela Gimel Simen Kavav Oz Zion. Chela Gimel Simen Kavav Oz Zion. So Chaim Moser writes as follows. Vinei, Acharei HaRevolutia, Shahaisa Bimea Melchama Gedola, Shahutir HaGerus, Vegam Hukar Alpi Chok Vinimusim Nesuei Ezrachiyim. So, after the point in history where conversion in Europe became widely legal, as did civil marriage, Nishalti b'chayozim o'ezipamim, b'nachris shenises Yisrael b'tzivilya, a non-Jewish woman marries a Jew civilly, v'ritzonu l'skayir l'inasei b'chum v'kedusha, now she wants to be megayir and be married halachically. V'amram, sh'ritzonu l'gadol l'sbneim al-pidas Yisrael, they say they want to raise their kids Jewish. V'gam omrim, she'im abezdin lo yikabu l'geiris yishtam yidabal, and they say that if Bezdin won't be mekabel the women of Regeris, then the husband's going to Shmad. So are you allowed to be Megayer someone under these circumstances and let her marry this Jew that she's already civilly married to? Ra'isa b'chuvas to Tam Das of Shlomo Kluger, who's Mekel. And he says, we have precedent for this. So first he says, from Shlomo Kluger, Kevin Shemaya Rosa Hayam Mishnamit, that the guy is saying, if you don't convert, then I'm gonna shmat. So that sounds like there's an element of L'shem Shemayim, because otherwise, let him shmat. Who's stopping him? So there's some sincere motivation there. Then he says, Shuvas HaRambam. Shuvas HaRambam Perador Simukuf Lamed Beis. The Rambam was asked about a Jewish man who acquired a Shifcha, and they were suspected of having a relationship together. Sanditon Shifcha. So does he have to be Megarish? Says the Rambam, quote, Vada midin Torah tzarich legarsha mishama filu b'giyusa kilo dibra Torah elenegad yetzer. So really, me'ikar adin, he should get rid of her. V'lechei mechuyavin bezdin achar shmuazu asher lo tova sheishtadlu b'chol oz v'tatsumo segarish amazos o sheyichirena v'yisena. So either you have to get rid of her, or you have to be mishachar or marry her. This is a single Jewish guy. What do you mean, be mishachar or marry her? That's an isur nitan. That's nitan al shivcha. In fact, you be mishachar or marry her. Achein, kasher pasachnu b'dvarim ke'elu, sheyigarish v'yisa, u'pasachnu kach b'nei takanas ha'shavim. So even though, in principle, there's an isur nitan, there's another consideration of Takanos HaShavim to allow tshuva. V'yamarnu mutav sheyochal rotav v'lo shuman atzmo. better to eat beheter than to eat beiser. Or alternatively, mutu al shiochal basa to musas, mi basa nevela. So better, under the circumstances, either he's going to stay with her beiser, or he'll be meshachar her and marry her halachically. So even though that's a violation of the iser nita, because of takanos hashavim, mutu al shiochal basa to musas, the basa nevela, so better to be bocher, so rabbi miyuto, and allow him to meshachar this shivcha and marry her. So, Chaim Oster points out, Gesundheit, that the Rama potentially could be addressing two issues, right? There are two issues here. Number one is Netan, the other one is Geirus Hashem Dovar. So he says that the Rama, strictly speaking, is only addressing the issue of Netan ala Shivcha. He's not addressing the Geirus question, whether if you're Megayer person under these circumstances, where it's Geirus Hashem Dovar, you'd also apply the Sfara of Takanas Hashavim and Mutar Sheyochal Basar Temusos. And he doesn't really address Geirus, but Rav Chaim Oster says it's that's the context. But he thinks that Yisod could be relevant to Geirus as well. That there's a principle of Takanas Hashavim that is relevant to the question of Geirus L'Shem Ishus. So Chaim Oster writes, Nira Ledin, Kevan the Gam in Lotus Gayer Ritishar et Slob Begiusa, so they're going to stay married anyway, Imkain Ein Kan L'Shem Ishus. So that's not called L'Shem Ishus. L'Shem Ishus means that the only way you can marry this person is to convert. So that's converting for ulterior motivation. Here, they're already married. So you're married, you're converting in order to marry him, you're already married to him. So Chaim Oster says, maybe that's not L'Shem Ishus. Ubefrat l'mashe kasavta l'stape ki bomeres shakavanos l'shem geirus l'shem shemayin em under the demucha l'hevach m'kavanos. That's what we said yesterday, that if she says it's all l'shem shemayin, and you don't have a proof against that, so even if it's not, that's far in Shemalev. Okay, Nira, d'lefi ros enei bezdin yeshmachem l'hakil v'lismach al aras ha'gon v'shalom l'kluger. That in a situation where they're already civilly married anyway, so you could argue it's not L'Shem Ishus because you don't need to convert to marry him, you're already married.
What's the difference between a civil marriage and non-civil marriage in terms of, as far as the classification of Snus?
If they're already living together, they say the same thing there too.
Yeah, but it's Snus in the Torah's eyes. It's not the Torah doesn't recognize the civil marriage.
But the question is, what's their motivation? Maybe that's not called L'Shem Ishus. L'Shem Ishus means I'm converting because that's the only way I can marry him. If you're already married. No, so what you're saying is, yeah, there are matters of degrees. So now you're already married civilly. But you want to be married in a more recognized fashion.
I'm saying that there, it's news in the eyes of the front.
Right.
And therefore, the first relationship is news. It's not
right.
It's a relationship of marriage.
So you're saying you can't. That's not called. So that's still. You say that's still gay with L'Shem Ishus, because if you're concerned that you want to be living in a properly Torah-sanctioned marriage, that's the only way to do it. Okay. So Rav Avadia in his tshuva addresses a related concern in terms of the matter of degree. Yabi Omer Chelaches Yaredeya Simon Kafdalid Ostalid. Yavi Omer Chelaches Yaredeya Simon Kafdalid Ostalid. So he agrees in principle to Chaim Oster's argument that where they're already living together and they can well continue to live together even without a geiris, that's not called L'Shem Ishus. So he says that's like the Gemara in Yevamos Ayin Vav. The Gemara in Yevamos Ayin Vav says that why wasn't Bas Paro considered, excuse me, L'Shem Shulchan Malachim? Right, we weren't Megayer people in the time of Shlomo Melech because we were concerned, as you saw yesterday in Kaftalit, Ayin Vav, Ayin Tes. We weren't Megayer people in the time of Shlomo Melech because we were concerned they were converting for ulterior motivation. They wanted to have a part in the financial prosperity of the Jewish people, right? So Gemara says, when it comes to Bas Paro, that wasn't concerned L'shem Shalcha Malachim, because she already was a Bas HaMelech. So she already was living as royalty. So it's not that she converted to live as royalty, she already was royalty. Aye, she was going from the royalty of Paro to the royalty of Shlomo Melech, which was a step up. So maybe that's also L'shem Malachim because it's an upgrade. He says, even if it's an upgrade, that's still a matter of degree, but that's not considered l'shem shalcha malachim. So he says the same thing. If you have a Jewish man and non-Jewish woman who are living together as husband and wife, or living together in a public fashion, even if they have children, and maybe they say they're concerned they want their children to be raised Jewish, but no one's stopping them from continuing to live together status quo. Even though it's an upgrade, and the family might be happier, and there are other fringe benefits, but as far as the fundamental continuing of the relationship could continue even without the gerus. So if I did things along the lines of Reb Chaim Ozer, that's not considered l'shem ishus. I'm sorry?
Marriage has halacha for elements. Malchus doesn't.
Okay. But the fact that they were already married anyway, and no one's stopping them, and they seem to be doing very well without the gerus, so the fact that she wants to be a guy now is not considered l'shem ishus. And then Rav Avadya, as far as the Nitan argument, there in Ozayin, says a little bit more than we said before. Before we said, Rav Moshe and others, that if they're already living together, civilly married, because of Rashi, there's no concern of Nitan, we're not worried that people are going to gossip that the Kol was right, because it's not a matter of Kol. Everyone knows they're living together publicly. So Rav Avadya says a step more than that. That's not a problem of Nitan, because the fact that they're already civilly married, so that's together in Kanos Layosi. The issue is that they're not allowed to get married. So he says that if they're already civilly married, so then that already rises to the level that's considered imkanas loyotzi. And he thinks that he quotes a chida who says such a thing. So then, Rav Avadya references the tshuva, the Beis Sha'arim, Beis Sha'arim Yardaya Simon Shin Samach Aleph, the Rav of Chust, Yardaya Simon Shin Samach Aleph. So he writes that there's this Rambam in the Per Hador, Tshuva Sarambam, Mutav Shayocha Baksar Temusos, better to a triage, and even if it's a violation of the Isser of Nitan, but better that than the alternative for Takanas HaShavim. So this Beis Sha'arim says the fact that this Pe'er Ador wasn't quoted by the Tor, by the Mechaber, by the other poskim, so must be mean they don't hold of it. Right, so Rav Avadya says not they didn't hold of it, they didn't have it. Rav Avadya, there are no skies. It wasn't printed then. That's not a taina. Then the Beis Sha'arim says that, no, there's a difference. The Rambam is talking about a case of a shifcha where the question was, do you have to get rid of her? Can you be mishachar and then marry her? Is that a violation of nitan al shifcha? So says the Beis Sha'arim, oh, nearly, the hasam in mishachara v'nasa hu ochel rak rotev v'lo shuman asmo. So the analogy of eating rotev as opposed to shuman, of hetzer as opposed to iser. So there, in the case of the shifcha, if he's going to mishachar and marry her, so that's behetzer. Aval benidon didan, im eina mekabelas shelo tinase lo, hare eina mekabelas detuk midirei sofrim. So here, again, of course, the record issue. What are we going to say? There's an Isser Nitta. It's a very good Mutar Shilcha Basar to Musos for the Takanos HaShavim of the Jewish guy, better to let her convert. But this woman is going to be in violation of the Isser Nitta if she marries him. So isn't that Chus Midav Rechad? She's converting with the intention that she's going to marry this Jew in violation of the Isser Nitta. That's an Isser Durabanan. But you can't be Megayer Amanas to not be Makabal and Isser Durabanan either. So then maybe the games won't be good. It would be the Evet. So you haven't accomplished anything.
The Isser Nitta would be on her once she becomes Jewish.
That's what he's assuming.
It's not on the...
He's assuming it's not only on the guy. So that's his argument against the application of the Rambam here to our situation. But Lemaisa, most poskim in the recent generations assume that if you have a case where the initial motivation is the shame ishus, but there's proper kabbalah samitzvah, the person's going to live a fully observant lifestyle, and the bezin is reasonably convinced that commitment exists even independent of the relationship, even if this guy would disappear from the scene, she would still continue to be observant. So then either because of the Rambam's Basar Temusas argument, or because of the argument that it's not really L'shem Ishus because they could really live together anyway, or the Beis Yosef HaKol Lefi Ro'os Einei Hadayin, so any combination of those factors that you want, the bottom line is that most poskim are Mako, that's not considered, strictly speaking, Geirus L'shem Dover. Just to read you Rav Avadya's conclusion in that Shuvah and Simon Kaf Dalet, Maskana Didina, Bahana Chisna Bahasalikna, Shem Yerel Eine Bezdin, Shanachri Abal Iskayer Geirus Kamura, the Kabbalah Salv Torah Mitzvahs Lev Shalitz. If the Bezdin is reasonably convinced that the woman is converting sincerely, and to raise her children in an observant environment, on the Nitan issue and on the L'shem Ishus issue. Then he says, maybe you'll tell me that at the end of the day it's still a fake of the Dina. Because we talk about Darabanan, Nitan's Darabanan, L'shem Ishus is Darabanan, Geirus L'shem Dover is Darabanan, Sveika Darabanan L'kula. And even though you could argue about the Geirus, that is not L'shem Shemayim, because she's doing it under pressure, family pressure, the guy's pressure, but anyway, since B'dievet Kulam Geirim Haim, so since it's a suffix anyway, you can be matter even l'chachila. Meaning, even if you view this as a suffix l'dina, whether it's considered l'shem davar, but since the shem davar is mutter b'dievet anyway, it's chal b'dievet anyway, so you can be makel even l'chachila. Sri Deish has a slightly different argument to be matter. Sri Deish in that shuvah we quoted earlier says the whole iser by a nitan is a one-time iser. He assumes that if you marry a nitan al akum v'niskayra, that's a one-time iser if you're going to marry the person that you have that relationship with. But if you know for a fact that they're going to continue living together whether or not you're megayer her, so then the alternative is that he's going to be boel nachris every day of his life. So better to be mad to the iser derabanan of nitan than to leave him hanging with a nachris. One could argue that, Halitei L'Rosh of Yamos. But that's his suggestion as another way out of the Nitan issue.
What's that expression, Halitei L'Rosh of Yamos?
Halitei L'Rosh of Yamos. That it's not your responsibility if someone else is violating Averis.
Yeah, how does that translate, though?
Halitei, give it to the Russia and let him die from it.
Uh-huh.
The other...
Doesn't sound very nice.
No, it's not very nice.
I mean, he's only a Rashi because he's doing this one thing. We're not talking about a Rashi Gavra, we're talking about...
Well, it's a pretty big thing.
Yeah, right.
We're not so into intermarriage.
Right. Is there any considerations for... I mean, they in other words, they're married already, and now the question is she wants to give a guy, or they could be Jewish. And they can run a Shomer Shabbos business and get Shomer Shabbos customers. Is there any... Are we didactic that far?
Where you suspect that the motivation is financial?
Yeah, I mean...
That's Shulchan Aruchim, yeah. So if, again, the analysis is probably the same, meaning that if we're able to ascertain that they have that in mind, but fundamentally it's L'shem Shemayim and they're sincere, and there happens to be another business advantage also, we probably consider that L'shem Shemayim as well. But that would be a case-by-case assessment.
Would that be the Shem Dover?
If that was the only motivation, that could be the Shem Dover.
Shem Dover is anything.
Shem Dover, Shem Shulchan Aruchim. Shem Ishus is one flavor, one type of the Shem Dover.
I mean, theoretically, there is a benefit. I mean, I guess you could be closing off some customers if
right.
you're presenting yourself as Jewish, but you're also opening yourself up to a whole Shomer Shabbos clientele, which...
Okay. There's a new sefer that just came out this year, two volumes, some Sephardi Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael called Mishpat HaGerim. I have it in my office, I forgot to bring it in. So he has... I didn't see anyone address this in print directly, although he doesn't address the main issue that you have to deal with. His name is Rabbi Shmuel Bulmus from Yerushalayim, I think. So you have a case where is an Eishes Ish who's Mezada with a guy. And then that destroys her marriage for obvious reasons, so she gets divorced from her Jewish husband. Now the Goyish partner that she was Mezada with wants to be Megayer and wants to marry her. So he says, there's no Isser Labal Laboel by Nochri. Rabbein and Tam Subastav Gimel. So if this was a Jew, Ishiz Ishim Mezana, who's Mezana, she gets divorced, she's not allowed to marry the Boel. That's Isser Labal Isser Laboel. Isser Labal Isser Laboel doesn't apply to a guy. That's all he writes. There's a bigger issue, which is the issue that the Rashba addressed in his context in the Tshuva we quoted before, of the propriety of endorsing a relationship that destroyed existing marriage. In the Rashba's case, he wasn't divorcing his wife, he was taking another wife who was the Shifka that he was Mezana with. But here, Arasachta Vigami Arashta, you're going to beguire someone and allow him to marry the woman that he had an affair with that destroyed her marriage with a nice from Jew. So that's what my colleague Rabbi Ram refers to as the ich factor. Although he claims that I coined the term, I'm pretty sure he did. That even if something, strictly speaking, would be mutter, it doesn't mean that it's appropriate to do. But that's obviously a case-by-case assessment, and we've unfortunately had a few cases like that over the years, of this kind of a fact pattern, where there could be a difference where something happened recently or years ago. Or as if the marriage just fell apart, and then this non-Jewish partner comes to the best and a few months later to Megayer, that may be a different calculation than if this happened 15 years ago and it's all water under the bridge and the husband remarried and now this liaison of the wife comes and wants to Megayer to marry her, or vice versa. So that's...
That makes it better, the passing of time?
That could make it better, from the bet.
Well, I mean, there's still
right, but it's a
marriage in your
right.
in your formulation.
But it's time may appeal somewhat, and if the other party moved on with their life, so one and guy remarried happily. So I'm not saying that we would necessarily do it.
Ich is a little bit ambiguous.
It is definitely ambiguous. I mean, that's why we don't find it in the Svarim.
You know, but
yes.
I mean, but what is working there? I mean, the ich is that. There's several reasons why. I mean, lo alego chas v'shalom, but there's several reasons why relationships don't work. And
right.
I'm not condoning, but who says that this was the
right?
and right, so, now
right.
He wants.
So I'm not saying
he sincerely wants to beguire, and they want to move on.
Right. So I'm not saying in absolute terms that this would be an absolute impediment. Every case has to be analyzed on its merits,
right,
and you have to see. Meaning, so sometimes this could create a. If you're in a community where this is a public matter, and the offending party was kind of ostracized by the community and shunned for very flagrantly violating norms, and then the Bezin steps in and kind of puts a stempel on something that created a whole tumult in the period in the community, so that's a factor also. You have to.
That's the effect on the base.
Right, so you have to, as with anything in Geirus, much is case sensitive, but this is just something that that could come up and have to be analyzed on its merits. Okay, so.